Now, President Trump says he won't attend President-elect Biden's inauguration later this month. According to The Hill, advisors expect him to travel to Florida instead. Vice President Pence is considered likely to attend in some capacity. After weeks of the president challenging the election results, the situation came to a head on Wednesday when a group of pro-Trump extremists stormed the U.S. Capitol as Congress was counting the electoral ballots that certified Biden's win. Democrats, including the expected new Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, are calling for Trump's cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove him from office. Otherwise, they say Congress may move to impeach him. Glenn Grothman is a Republican U.S. representative from Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District that includes Manitowoc, Sheboygan, and Fond du Lac. I spoke to him earlier today. Representative Grothman, thanks for joining us.
Oh, yes. Glad to be back from Washington, out of the zoo, and back with the common sense people in the state of Wisconsin.
Now, before we get to what we originally called you about, our elections here in Wisconsin, I want to ask how you and your staff are doing after the events of this week in the Capitol.
Well, we're doing fine. It didn't affect us directly because we were in the offices. Even when you saw what happened on TV and they broke into the Capitol because of the coronavirus and social distancing, most congressmen were not on the floor, and I was not on the floor. So we followed it on TV just like everybody else. It's truly a tragedy that we have had at least two people die because of what happened yesterday. And I think it was an isolated incident. I think by 9 o'clock that night, everything was secured. As a matter of fact, as I understand it today, they have appears to be thousands of National Guard people there when really things are already under control. So.
And you, in a statement, cited Donald Trump Jr. and President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, saying that they had helped incite this. Why did you focus on them in particular?
Well, they're the ones who are on TV. Like I said, we only know what happened on TV. And I think at least from what we saw, they both said kind of inappropriate things. I think overall, actually, yesterday, people were allowed to believe that we could change the Electoral College, which wasn't going to happen. And I'll also emphasize, though, the vast majority of people who were there were very law-abiding. I mean, there were a lot of people from Wisconsin there. I don't think we've been able to track any of them down. And there was a small minority who were up near the Capitol who obviously caused a great deal of damage and wound up with two people dying.
Ultimately, you voted against blocking the acceptance of electoral votes from the two states that were challenged. What led you to that decision?
Well, it was a close decision, and to be honest, I almost voted the other way. But the Electoral College is constitutionally prescribed, and to begin to overturn the Electoral College is a very, very dangerous precedent. You know, the decisions on who these electors were made in each individual state, including here in the state of Wisconsin. We have an elections commission. We have a state Supreme Court. And the decision was made that Joe Biden won the election. A lot of smart people do think Joe Biden won the election. So the idea that the U.S. Congress would trump a decision made at a local level would kind of shock the founding fathers. I say that without any anger to the people who voted the other way. Like I said, I almost voted the other way myself. I think there were things done that shouldn't have been done, court decisions made that shouldn't have been made, that lead tens of millions of people in this country to think that the election was stolen. And that is a problem. And we're going to have to deal with it. But the way to deal with it is on a state level, not to have the U.S. Congress come in and undo what was done at the state level.
Do you think the election was stolen?
I've talked to congressmen in the individual states, and perhaps surprising, but so your listeners know, they will not go public with it. I have talked to congressmen from Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Arizona, who all feel Joe Biden won their states.
And before we move on to our election laws here in Wisconsin, there's talk of impeaching the president again or invoking the 25th Amendment to remove him or causing him to resign. Would you support any of those steps?
No. President Trump is going to be stepping down within, 9 days now. I mean, the idea of rushing back to Washington and having another circus would be very unproductive.
We're talking to U.S. Congressional Representative Glenn Grothman from Wisconsin. Let's move on to the reason we originally called you earlier this week. You and Wisconsin's other four Republican House members, Brian Stile, Mike Gallagher, Tom Tiffany, and the outgoing Jim Sensenbrenner, have a set of reforms you suggest for our election system in the state. Before we get into specifics, why are you looking for these changes now?
Well, I mean, obviously, we have to tighten things up because things were condoned by local elected officials that shouldn't be condoned. You know, one of those things is this idea that you can say you're indefinitely confined if you're not indefinitely confined. Well, that's got to be changed. People are mad about that. If you say you're indefinitely confined, you don't have to present a photo ID. People think it's an avenue for cheating. I certainly think that should be changed. 20 years ago, when I was in the state legislature, I led the charge to keep the laws with regard to absentee voting. But instead, they opened it up for everybody to be able to be absentee. Absentee voting, you don't know who's really filling out the ballots. You don't know if somebody's being coached. You don't know if somebody's pressured because somebody else knows who they're voting. So we've got to tighten that up as well. And the sooner we make these changes, the better.
These rules have been in place for years now. They were part of the system that came for the creation of the Wisconsin Election Commission back in, 2015 voted in, I think, 2016 it went into action. Why weren't these things hammered out then? I think you were in the legislature at that time.
Well, I left in 2014, so I'm not sure I was in the legislature for that. But I think sometimes to take action, you need to see the results of those actions. I can speak to the absentee ballot thing that we changed in the year, 2000. I lost the fight at the time, and absentee voting became popular among a large segment of the population, so I didn't feel I'd get support enough at the time to undo it. The idea that you needed a photo ID for indefinitely confined, I think indefinitely confined was not used by a sizable number of voters until now. And for that reason, people didn't think it was significant enough to change that rule. And now, obviously, they should change the rule because it's been used by so many more people.
Another issue that's come up is when those early votes can be counted. Some states allow counting before polls open on Election Day. Wisconsin's one of those states that doesn't. What are your thoughts on what needs to change there?
I'm not sure it's going to be a huge difference. I think we have to find out why Milwaukee always comes in late. You know, Milwaukee's a bigger city. They have more absentee votes because they're a bigger city. But proportionately, when every other village and city around the state is getting it done, it's kind of inexcusable that Milwaukee doesn't wrap things up until 2 or 3 in the morning. And people are, as a result, are going to think there's cheating going on there, whether there is or not, because it just looks suspicious. And we know that when in other jurisdictions cheating happens, it happens that way. People wind up to see how much their candidate is down, and then they make sure on the final vote dump that that final dump is by more than what their candidate is losing by in other parts of the state. And
When have you seen that happen?
Like in Chicago, when they talk about years ago cheating in Chicago, right? That's the way that at least we are told that things took place. At least I believe I've read that. I'm not saying it happened here in Wisconsin. I said that. I think I am told that's how the cheating took place down there. Now, maybe that's wrong, and maybe I'm talking about something that happened 20 or 30 years ago, but what I'm trying to explain to you is there will always be suspicion when a huge number of ballots are announced after the majority of other ballots have been shown, right? And it looks wrong when that sort of thing takes place. It creates suspicion. And if you don't want to have the suspicion take place anymore, we've got to have everything kind of reported closer to the same time.
Now, these are recommendations from our Republicans in our congressional delegation. This would be up to the state legislature and the governor to hammer something out on this. Do you see, with Republicans on one side, a Democrat on the other, do you see people being able to arrive at something, some of the recommendations at least, and agree on them?
Well, I hope they do. I mean, I would hope that Tony Evers himself would view the idea that tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people voting indefinitely confined who aren't, that that is inappropriate and that laws ought to be changed. I don't know what he could publicly say to justify the current system.
Representative Grothman, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us, and I'm glad you and your staff and our delegation are all well. It was scary watching from here this week.
Yes, well, things were wrapped up by nine. I think by 9 o'clock that night, the Capitol Police, with assistance from other people, had things under control. I'm sure it's not going to be, you know, a situation like you saw in Portland or Minnesota, where it just drags on day after day after day. And obviously, it was horrible for the two people who died in the confrontation.
Thanks again for taking the time.
Thank you.
Glenn Grothman is a Republican U.S. representative from Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District. We talked to him about changes to the state's election system that he and the other four Republican congressmen from Wisconsin are proposing. We also talked about this week's mob at the U.S. Capitol and whether President Trump should be impeached or removed from office. I spoke to Representative Grothman earlier today.